Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program tonight. You're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program on Republic Broadcasting Network. We're just so happy to be on Republic Broadcasting Network. Just warms the cockles of our hearts, let me tell you. It is not often that a group of crazy police officers and soldiers, thousands in number, get to go on the airways and tell the people about what's really going on out there. Tell you, it's amazing. It's wonderful. CBS, ABC, and all the rest, Communist News Network, CNN, wouldn't let us on, you know. And so it's just so good to be working with the wonderful folks at Republic Broadcasting Network and being able to reach so many people out across the nation and around the world today. Welcome to those listening around the world tonight. We know that we're being broadcast and rebroadcast and rebroadcast all over the place. And so let me announce that we are coming to you from the great United States of America, Idaho County, Idaho, to be exact. And we have much news going on, big things going on in law enforcement and the military. We're going to stick again tonight to the military for a little bit. Some crazy things are going on, like we talked about last night. You might remember that we talked about with the evil empire, the Bush evil empire here, telling our brothers and sisters that if they do not re-sign up, re-up we call it in the military, re-enlist, they now face immediate deployment to Iraq. Remember that last night? We were talking about that. September 17th, that came out. The Army is actually sending threatening letters of deployment and to Iraq to some of our soldiers out there, a lot of our soldiers, matter of fact, telling them that they're close to their enlistment's close to expiration and they want them to re-enlist, and if they don't, that they may very well be deported. Deported to Iraq. That's right. Actually, it's probably called deployment to Iraq, but it probably feels like deportment to some of these guys and gals, because they certainly don't know if they're ever coming back, and some of them do not. And so tonight we're going to tell you about some other things that happened since last night along those same lines. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. Stay tuned.
Bye. learn about the new discoveries of MSP research, find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400, learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use Silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there. Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
We're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and just to let you know, we represent thousands of police officers and soldiers here. We have several organizations, Police and Military Against the New World Order. That's our international group of police and military, and it became international when we published at the very beginning of our organization, the founding of the organization about 13 years ago, a manual for police and soldiers that proves, without any doubt, that the world conspiracy for world government is true. And we proved that in there with the evidence that would convince any jury in the world. Our police investigators pulled this information together, the quotes, and I put it all together in our manual for police and military. And we had police officers and soldiers across the world from about 20 different nations when we topped 1 million in distribution around the nation and around the world with that publication. Now we're over 1,500,000 plus with that publication. But we began to get contacted by police and military in other nations and private citizens that knew police officers and soldiers in their nation that were working with them to try to overthrow the same international criminal cabal and cartel that we have here in America today, controlling our politics and our economy and everything. And so that became our international group, and we continued to distribute information for our own police officers and soldiers, educational material. And then we have our publication, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, on constitutional issues that we publish regularly. And we put in there the letters and the reports and so forth from our police and soldiers on issues that they're very troubled about, very concerned about, having to do with setting up this Antichrist world government system, especially here in America, what is going on and how fast this is moving towards that time of a totalitarian system here in the United States. And, of course, the Kerry crime family and the Bush crime family are very much a part of that. If you don't believe it, you should order from Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, our last publication put out, and it was on the Bush crime family way back to Granddaddy Samuel Bush, Prescott Bush, Bush Sr., and now Baby Bush. And it has tremendous amount of material, over 7 pages, I believe it is, 7 or 8 pages, documenting their history, their family history of being involved in all kinds of criminal activity and crimes against humanity, funding the Hitler regime, and you name it. It's incredible to read the well-documented material in that publication. So I bring this up because last night we talked about just an unbelievable thing that the president is doing to our soldiers that has never been done in the history of this nation. And I don't know if it's ever been done in the history of other nations, but the Army is now threatening American soldiers with immediate deployment to Iraq, along with involuntary extension of their tours of duty if they don't sign up for reenlistment right away. Those that don't sign face reassignment to combat units going to the war. Unheard of. Just incredible. Incredibly evil, too. And as I ended the program yesterday, we had some callers call in, and I ended the program yesterday, and I asked the question. I said, what if more of our peers learn the truth of why they are actually in the Middle East killing and dying, and it has nothing to do with protecting America at all. And if you've been listening to my programs, you know the reasons we're over there have nothing to do with American security. But what if the soldiers continue to awaken and say, heck no, I'm not going to go. Put me in prison. We talked about they're developing a scenario just like this, starting to build. And what an interesting dilemma this would be for our international criminal elite politicians here in this nation. Remember that old 60s saying, and we gave that last night, what if they gave a war and no one showed up? Remember that old saying back in the 60s? What if they gave a war and no one showed up? How many thousands of our fellow American soldiers would these evil international crime families jail for not serving in their wars for oil and wars for the United Nations establishment of a United Nations base over there in the Middle East and knocking off Israel's enemies, if they will not serve for those reasons, because none of that has to do with protecting America? How many would be put in jail if they said, heck no, I won't go, before the American people themselves would awaken and take a stand against these globalist nation killers that lead our governments? Well, this morning, someone was nice enough to send me this information. 40% of Army reservists failed to respond to Fort Jackson. Only about 60% of the reservists ordered to report to Fort Jackson have reported so far, Army officials said. As of Tuesday, 186 out of the 309 members of the individual ready reserve ordered to report to the Columbia base had arrived, said Lieutenant Colonel Burton Masters. spokesman for the Army's Human Resources Command. Well, he says, we're not really surprised with these numbers, he said. Most of those who have not reported are seeing exemptions or seeking exemptions from active duty or delays in reporting, he said. But then he gets down to the nitty-gritty, folks, and he says those who have not reported or applied for a delay or exemption will be considered deserters if they do not show up within 7 days of the date they were told to report for duty, Masters said. We're going to go the extra mile for these people, he said. Right. Like you're going to send them to Iraq if they don't show up or if they don't reenlist. You're really going the extra mile for these people there, Colonel. But he says if they don't report, the Army will track them down. Troops subject to recall have been on active duty but have not completed their 8 years obligation to the Army are being called back. The Army had said 5,600 individual reservists who were recalled to active duty. Out of that, 4,500 were to report to Fort Jackson. However, orders have been cut for only 3,667 of the soldiers who returned to active duty, Masters said, at this time. Well, what's happening, folks? We mentioned yesterday that we have heard here at our Police and Military Association that whole units have gotten out or have filed to get out and said they're not going to re-up. We keep hearing more and more of these troops coming back. They're getting out. We've heard that the Air Force pilots are getting out in great numbers. What does this mean? What if they gave a war and no one showed up? Are our soldiers beginning to learn? Are they beginning to find out the truth of what is going on? That they're there as mercenaries fighting for these rich international elite for their personal aggrandizement and personal wealth creation and personal power building? Well, we've got a 20-year soldier here that we've received his report, Why We Can't Win in Iraq, Al Lorenz. Al Lorenz says here that he's a 20-year non-commissioned officer. He says, we can't win in Iraq. But he says, before I begin, let me state that I'm a soldier currently deployed in Iraq. I'm not an armchair quarterback, nor am I some politically idealistic and naive young soldier. I'm an old and seasoned non-commissioned officer with nearly 20 years under my belt. Additionally, I am not just a soldier with a mud's eye view of the war. I am in civil affairs, and as such, it is my job to be aware of all the events occurring in this country, and especially in my region of Iraq. I have come to the conclusion that we cannot win here for a number of reasons. Ideology and idealism will never trump history and reality. When we were preparing to deploy, I told my young soldiers, be aware of the political situation. Just when you think you have the situation on the ground in your hand, someone comes along with a political directive and throws you off the tracks. I believe that we could have won this unconstitutional invasion of Iraq. Hear, hear, brother. See, he knows it's unconstitutional. We shouldn't even be there. He says we could have won this unconstitutional invasion of Iraq and possibly pulled off the even more unconstitutional occupation and subjugation of this foreign or sovereign nation. Boy, he has it right, folks. The man knows. It might have even been possible to foist democracy on these people who seem to have no desire. They have no understanding or respect for such an institution. True, the possibility of pulling this off was a long shot and would have required several hundred billion dollars and even more casualties than we've seen to date. But again, it would have been possible, not realistic or necessary, but possible. Be right back with our fellow soldier, Al Lorenz, after this break. We'll be right back.
over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
On the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're talking about one of our soldiers out there that's been around a long time, and this man is sharp. He's sharp because, you know, when I was in the military during the Vietnam War, and a lot of you were too, we knew what guerrilla warfare was all about, brother and sister. We knew. We knew and learned very rapidly that if guerrilla warfare starts in a homeland and the people of a nation become involved in guerrilla warfare, it's a hard thing to beat because they have all their supplies right there on the spot. We had to truck ours in, ship ours in, airdrop ours in, and they also have the support, it would not succeed, of the people, the citizens out there that are smiling at you and me, and yet they're helping the guerrillas behind our backs. Well, Al Lorenz, our brother soldier there, non-commissioned officer, almost 20 years under his belt, is telling us here why it won't work. Here's what he says. He says, here is the specific reasons we cannot win in Iraq. First, we refuse to deal in reality. We're in a guerrilla war, but because of politics, we're not allowed to declare it a guerrilla war and must label the increasing effect of guerrilla forces arrayed against us as terrorists, criminals, and dead-enders. This implies that there is a zero-sum game going on here, i.e., we kill so many numbers of theirs, of the enemy, and then the fight is over. Mission accomplished. Everybody wins. Unfortunately, this is not the case at all. We have few tools at our disposal, and those are proving to be wholly ineffective in fighting the guerrillas here. Folks, you remember over the last weeks I've told you that we have contact with some of our officers there in Iraq and in Afghanistan and others that have been there and are communicating with us. And one of them reported, they reported to us that one of the officers had said on television when they were being interviewed by some of these embedded journalists over there, admitted that over 1,000 of the Arabs coming in from foreign nations coming across the border into Iraq every night. Over 1,000 every night. Why is this happening? Well, our dear brother here, Lorenz, Al Lorenz, is going to tell us that. But this is what's happening over there, and the man knows this. He says that we've been wholly ineffective at fighting guerrillas. The idea behind fighting a guerrilla army is not to destroy its every man, an impossibility since he hides himself by day among the populace. Rather, the idea in guerrilla warfare is to erode or destroy his base of support. So long as there is support for the guerrilla, for everyone you kill, two more rise up and take his place. Folks, when we're at war against Islam, and that is what this war is over there, it's not against terrorism. We've been sent over there to knock off all the Arab nations. We're going to Iran next. You're listening to me some other place in the world. You should hear the television here every night. They're beating the war drum against Iran now. And then after we conquer Iran, bomb that into oblivion and set up our puppet government, we're going to Syria next. And then after Syria, Saudi Arabia, and then Lebanon. That is the game plan. We know it. They've said so. This is a war against Islam. And every time you kill an Islamic person over there, two more rise up to take his place or come in across the border at night. That's what's going on. Al Lorenz goes on and says, more importantly, when your tools for killing him are precision-guided munitions, raids, and other acts that create casualties among the innocent populace, you raise the support for the guerrillas and undermine the support for yourself. I'm sure he laughingly says, a 500-pound precision bomb has a casualty-producing radius of 400 meters minimum. Do the math, he says. You know how many guerrillas is created every time we drop one of these precision bombs in one of these neighborhoods, folks, that we've been doing week after week after week now, because we can't win against these guerrillas. So what are we doing? We're creating more guerrillas. That's what he's saying here. Man knows what he's talking about. Second, he says, our assessment of what motivates the average Iraqi was skewed from the very beginning. Again, by politically motivated experts from Washington. We came here with some fantasy idea that the natives were all ignorant, mud hut-dwelling camel riders who would line the streets and pelt us with rose petals, lay palm fronds on the street, and be eternally grateful to us. While at one time that may have actually been support, there may have been some support and respect from the locals here, months of occupation by our regular forces have turned the formerly friendly into the recently hostile. Be right back, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McLam program after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Our brothers and sisters on the ground in these nations where we're over there enforcing these people, these sovereign nations, into this Antichrist world government system. And that's what we're over there doing. And our brother Al Lorenz knows this. He says here, attempts to correct the thinking in this regard are in vain, meaning thinking that these people are ignorant, mud hut dwelling camel riders. It is not politically correct to point out the fact that the locals are not only disliking us more and more, they are growing increasingly upset and often overtly hostile to us. Now, who is this speaking, folks? Is this some grunt or ground pounder over there, our brothers and sisters getting their rear end shot off? No. This man, 20-year vet, non-commissioned officer, is in civil affairs, and it's his job to be aware of all these events occurring in this country. And he sounds like he knows exactly what's going on. Instead of addressing the reasons why the locals are becoming angry and discontented, we allow politicians in Washington, D.C. to give us a pat and convenient reasons that are devoid of any semblance of reality. We are told that the locals are not upset because we have a hostile, aggressive, and angry army occupying their nation. We are told they are not upset of the police state we've created or at the manner of picking their representatives for them. Rather, we are told they are upset because a handful of terrorists, criminals, and dead-enders in their midst have made them upset. That when, of course, the ever-convenient straw man is used, and that is, it's the left-wing media bias over here that's causing them to be upset. Third, the guerrillas are filling their losses faster than we can create their losses. That's just what I said, folks. We've had this backed up by several people, several soldiers saying they have thousands coming in a week, 1,000 a night coming across the border. These Arabs, folks, they're not dumb people. I know a bunch of them in the military and in law enforcement. I don't know any of them that's dumb. And when we're systematically going from nation to nation to bump off their people and their holy sites and destroy the religious areas for their religion, let me tell you, I have friends in America here, 2 million some Muslim people here in America that are getting very antsy about this whole thing, and I believe one day they're going to have to choose sides. Because they know now, just like these people, infiltrators each night coming across the border, that were average citizens until a 500-pound bomb dropped in their neighborhood over there and killed some of their relatives. Now they're coming across the border and joining the guerrillas. The guerrillas are filling their losses faster than we can create them, Al Lorenz says. This is almost always the case in guerrilla warfare, especially when your tactics of battling the guerrillas are aiming at killing guerrillas instead of eroding their support. Didn't I say it, folks? All the books and all the training, military training on guerrilla warfare tells you that if the guerrillas continue to have the support of the communities, it's very difficult to win against that. So we're killing guerrillas, but we're not eroding their support, we're building their support. He says, for every guerrilla we kill with a smart bomb, we kill many more innocent civilians and create rage and anger in the Iraqi community. This rage and anger translates into more recruits for the terrorists, these guerrillas, and less support for us. That's pretty logical. We have fallen victim to the body count mentality all over again. We have shown a willingness to inflict civilian casualties as a necessity of war without realizing that these same casualties create new waves of hatred against us. And I would say soldiers against us also. These angry Iraqi citizens translate not only into more recruits for the guerrilla army, but also into more support for the guerrilla army. Fourth, their lines of supply and communication are much shorter than ours and much less vulnerable. We must import everything we need into this place. This costs money and is very dangerous. Whether we fly the supplies in for our troops or bring them in by truck, they are vulnerable to attack. Most especially those brought in by truck. This is not only increasing the likelihood of the supplies being interrupted and captured. Every bean, every bullet, and every bandage comes infinitely more expensive. Conversely, the guerrillas live on top of their supplies right here and are showing every indication of developing very sophisticated networks of obtaining those supplies. Further, they have the advantage of the close support of family, friends, and traditional religious networks. Fifth, we consistently underestimate the enemy and his capabilities. Many military commanders have prepared to fight exactly the wrong war here. Our tactics have not adjusted to the battlefield, and we are falling behind. Meanwhile, the enemy updates its tactics and has shown a remarkable resiliency and adaptability. Because the current administration is more concerned with its image than it is with reality, it prefers symbolism to substance. Soldiers are dying here and being maimed and crippled for life. It is tragic, indeed criminal, that our elected public servants would be so willingly sacrifice, would so willingly sacrifice our nation's prestige and honor, as well as the blood and treasure, to pursue an agenda that is ahistoric and unconstitutional. It is all the more ironic that this unconstitutional mission is being performed by citizen soldiers such as myself, who have sworn an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States, the same oath that the Commander-in-Chief himself has sworn. That's the end of our dear brother Al Lorentz's report. He's currently serving with the U.S. Army in Iraq as we speak, and he's probably in trouble for writing this. Can you imagine? He may be in the brig right now. Pray for that brother, Al Lorentz. He sure has laid it on the line by telling the truth. And when you lay it on the line telling it the truth, when you're a mercenary in Bush's army for war or for oil, you're in deep trouble. A couple things I want to talk to you about Al Lorentz's letter here that we don't know if he knows or does not know, but we know it here, that the plan is to continue, and we know this because, was it yesterday or day before we went into the Rothschild formula, perpetual war for perpetual war? I'm going to go over it again today real quick here because we must understand, folks, that we are not going to win this war there in the Middle East. We're there to create World War III. That is the goal. That is the plan. And if you heard me read the Rothschild formula for perpetual war, you understand this. The program is. Well, let me just read this to you, and then we'll get into what the program is. But Al and all of our brothers and sisters over there are going to be over there. And a lot of them are going to lose their lives because that's the plan. The plan is to get the Arabs so mad that they'll bomb Israel. And the Israeli leadership knows that. They are just as evil as our president and our Kerry crime family that may become president, just as evil. The leadership in Israel are the same internationalists that are in the White House and want to be in the White House, that are in the British Parliament over there. Just as evil. And they will sacrifice 1 million, 2 million Jews over there. Just breaks my heart to say this, but it's true. They will sacrifice them to cause the nations of the world to line up on one side or the other and to start World War III. And that's the goal. Listen to the Rothschild formula here. This astounding statement explains the true reasons for all the wars over the last 150 years. And we have top officials here like Winston Churchill, I will show you, knows this. Winston Churchill knew this, talked about this way back then in 1922 to the press in London. We have his words here. Let's get into the Rothschild formula. I know you've heard it before, but it's so important. This should be out all across this nation, folks, because it's exactly what's happening. The Rothschild formula, if you don't know who Rothschild is, he's one of the 300, he was the grand poobah of really one of the international banking families that started this world government takeover scenario. He's now gone. The old Nathan Rothschild's gone, but his sons took over in various parts of the world, and now they've got their prodigy out there doing the same thing and following this Rothschild formula. They control the wealth of the nations of the world, and if a nation isn't under the Rothschild world banking system, we go in and bomb it into oblivion just like we did Saddam Hussein, who was not under the system. And guess what? 3 weeks after we bombed and took over that nation and went into Baghdad, we had one of our reporters get on the street with camera rolling and said, this is a great day for Iraq. Iraq today is now under the international banking system. 3 weeks after we rolled into Baghdad, you see? You don't hold out or they send American warm bodies over there to blow you up and put you under this Antichrist world government system. But let's get into the Rothschild formula here once again. War is the ultimate discipline to any government. If it successfully meets the challenges of war, it will survive. If it does not, it'll perish. All else is secondary to a government and a people. The sanity of its laws, the prosperity of its citizens, and the solvency of its treasury will be quickly sacrificed by any government in its primal act of self-survival. This makes sense, folks. That is exactly what happens. If your nation is attacked, if it doesn't survive, then there's nothing else. So he's setting the stage here, telling us that he knows and his family knew, these international crime families know, that war is the ultimate discipline of any government. You must survive. He goes on to say, all that is necessary, therefore, to ensure that a government will maintain or expand its debt that they're borrowing from us, the international bankers, is to involve it in war or the threat of war. What's been going on in this nation, folks? For years and years and years, threat of war, threat of war. Now we're in war. The greater a threat, the greater the threat, says the Rothschild formula, and the more destructive the war, the greater need for debt that they borrow from us. To involve a nation in war or the threat of war, it will be necessary for it to have enemies with credible military might. If such enemies already exist, all the better. If they don't exist, if they do exist but lack military strength, it will be necessary to provide money, loans to that government to build their war machine. If the enemy does not exist to that nation, if there's no enemy at all, then it'll be necessary to create one by us financing the rise of a hostile regime. Folks, we've said on this station before, and I know you've heard it before if you've been listening for any time at Republic Broadcasting Network here, that in 1917, 200 street thugs were trained in New York City, and Winston Churchill talks about this, so it is a fact. They were sent over to the Christian Tsar in Russia, and the Christian Tsar and his family were executed, and the Bolshevik Revolution was started because Russia was a Christian nation, America was a Christian nation, and we were both growing so fast, becoming so powerful and so blessed by God and so prosperous that the international crime family said, hey, we'll never get these nations under control if we don't bring them down, if we don't destroy their ability to grow and to be powerful. So we need to create an enemy for America. Let's go over and set the enemy, the other Christian nation, Russia, will kill off the Christian Tsar. Within the next few years, they killed off 60 million Christians in that nation and others who would not support the Bolshevik communist revolution in that once Christian nation, and America finally had an enemy. That's what he's talking about here. If an enemy does not exist at all, then it will be necessary to create one by us financing the rise of a hostile regime. And for 70 years, they used our tax dollars to fund communism over there. It would have collapsed had the American people not funded it for all that time of the Cold War. I go on with the Rothschild formula. The ultimate obstacle to us bankers is a government that, the thing they hate the worst is what he's saying here, is a government which declines to finance its wars through us, through debt. Although this seldom happens, he says, then when it does, it will become necessary to encourage internal opposition, insurrection, or revolution to replace that government with one that is more compliant to our will. Folks, this just happened in Afghanistan and in Iraq. These people were hostile to the international bankers. And now they're gone, and we have a puppet government set up that is controlled by the international crime families. No nation can be allowed to remain militarily stronger than its adversary, for that could lead to peace and a reduction of debt that they borrow from us. To accomplish this balance of power, It may be necessary to finance both sides of the conflict. Does that sound familiar, folks? Such as was done with the Hitler's Nazis? Bush crime family, if you read our documentation, well documented, well substantiated fact, in our last publication, you will know that the Catholic Church, the Bush family, and the international bankers supported the Nazi regime, built them up, even though a lot of these international bankers were, not all of them, but a lot of them were Jewish. They set up the Nazi regime and allowed them to kill many, many Jews and others. It doesn't matter. Money matters, and power, and world government matters. We'll be right back, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McLam program, and looks like we'll finish this up. I'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you tired of Jurassic Age T1 dedicated line pricing? BestT1Prices.com will deliver unbiased T1 line prices in real time, allowing you to save money. BestT1Prices.com also offers business and residential DSL, frame relay, point-to-point, T3, DS3, Wi-Fi, and much, much more. BestT1Prices.com has served over 100,000 instant price quotes. Visit BestT1Prices.com and start saving money today.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We're coming back fast and strong here because we're almost out of time for the hour. I did want to open the phones up, but I've been on a roll here, and I don't want to stop right now, so please hold your calls. I want to get through this. It's so important, and tell you what we can do about this. Okay, no nation can be allowed to remain militarily stronger than its adversary. Well, that could lead to peace and a reduction of debt owed to us. To accomplish this balance of power, it may be necessary to finance both sides of the conflict, as was done with the Nazis, and also the American taxpayers being suckered into supporting the Soviet Union for 7 years. unless one of the combatants is hostile to our interest and therefore must be destroyed, neither side should be allowed a decisive victory or defeat. Witness Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, folks, and many more coming. While we must always proclaim the virtues of peace, says this doctrine, the unspoken objective is perpetual war. Some of you will remember twice decorated Medal of Honor winner, 33 years service as a Marine Corps General Smedley D. Butler, when he stated in his book, War is a Racket. He says it always has been. It is the only one in which the profits are reckoned in dollars and losses of lives. Only a small inside group knows what it's all about, he said. It is conducted for the benefits of the very few at the cost and expense of the very many, which he meant soldiers, their families. This is from his book, War is a Racket. Folks, this is what is happening, and we must get this out. We must make it available to everybody in this nation so they know what we're fighting here. This is a plan. And the reason we've gone to not war against this nation or that nation, but war on terrorism, you understand now why. Because it is perpetual war. It's forever war. I've got an FBI brochure laying here on my desk that shows the people in the United States who are Christians and constitutionalists that are suspected domestic terrorists. You see, fighting terrorism can go on and you can have perpetual war. That's the plan. But it won't go on forever because their goal is if we can get 1 billion Muslims across this world, and we've got 200 million or 2 million some in America, if we can get them all to choose sides, if we just keep sticking our finger in the eye of Islam and in the Muslim world, and destroying their nations and setting up these puppet governments, and if we can just get them to bomb Israel, they know that World War III will start. And that is their ultimate goal. Why? Why would they want World War III? Because when blood is running in the streets of every nation to such a degree that the people get tired of losing their loved ones, they're going to cry uncle. Now, that's a word that many people listening today in other parts of the world won't understand. But in America, it means you give up. You cry uncle. You quit. And you say, I will accept world government as long as you bring us peace. And that's what it's all about. They want world government. They want us to demand it. And they're going to bring it on. Well, folks, I didn't get to tell you about the solution. We have some solutions, so tomorrow evening, first up, we're going to talk about the solutions of how we can become a part of stopping this absolute insane program of perpetual war. God bless all of you. Don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Have a good evening. Good night.
Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herb.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.